A constitutional amendment and the creation of a sanctuary state. Those are two of the changes Governor Jay Inslee is pushing in Washington in the wake of the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. KOW's Kate Walters reports.
Abortion remains legal in Washington state, but Governor Jay Inslee wants that access to be strengthened. He'll ask state legislators to pass a constitutional amendment which requires a two-thirds majority in both the House and the Senate before it can go before the people of the state for a vote. And while other states move to restrict or ban abortions, Inslee says he wants to make Washington a sanctuary state for pregnant people and their providers.
Next week, I will be issuing an executive order to the Washington State Patrol not to cooperate in investigations of other states that would violate the Roe v. Wade decision.
There's concern that states banning abortion may try to prosecute people who seek care elsewhere along with those who assist them. Advocates and lawmakers joined Inslee Saturday to decry the Supreme Court ruling and pledged to fight for abortion access. Among them, State Senator Munka Dhingra. Dhingra says Washington's laws are only as good as the access they create.
There is a lot more work that needs to be done to ensure that they're accessible to everyone in Washington and all those individuals who need to leave their home states to access medical care.
Abortion restrictions are likely to have a greater impact on communities of color, members of the LGBTQ community, and those with fewer financial resources. Kate Walters, KUOW News.